Well, good morning. 10:49 a.m. on Saturday, April the 4th, 2026, here on a blue sky morning in the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains, in Greeley, Colorado. It's 50 degrees. It feels colder for some reason. My fingers are frosted. Get this taken care of here. There we go. 50 degrees and the sun is out. It's bright blue sky. A lovely morning for one day, for Tuesday, for a Saturday, for one day on a Saturday. I thoroughly enjoyed my day off yesterday, my three day. Wrote some, played some, read a lot. I've already started the day reading a lot. I just finished book three of the Homestead Crafter, whatever it is, McKittrick. Book three, book four is out. That for a couple months yet. Book three was fun. The Homesteader series is an interesting one that follows all the basic tropes of late RPG of game lit. Without the actual and typical portal, isekai, the one-way portal to someplace else, but it's just part of the natural world there. There's levels and skills and powers and vocations. It's really interesting. The main character is, of course, overpowered to, like, way beyond any level of belief. A chosen one, which is, you know, a fair cop. That's a fair, it's a fair application of the trope. And a great deal of fun. I've enjoyed all three books so far. First one was a little bit, I thought it was like fan fiction for furries. But the deeper I got into it, the more I realized, no, not really. Morning. It's a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it. Now I gotta go find another book. I finished the Alesso book. Yeah, it started out great. I was really, well, it started out good. I won't say it started out great. It started out good. And first half of the book was, other than an awful lot of passive voice, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. It's Tunnel Rat that has the egregious passive voice, but I managed to get through that without any trouble. So the modicum amount of passive in the lesser book was okay. What was less okay was the story just sort of fell apart. The characters wound up doing things that were well, let's just say I had a hard time suspending my disbelief. military character doing really not very appropriate things. A guy with no command experience whatsoever. Read some guy's diary and took on his name and persona and was able to win a very contrived battle. And that's before we started getting into a really bad universal find and replace, where a sentence that begins with I ends with talking about his thoughts as opposed to my thoughts, his hands, my. I raised his hands. Really? You're the only one there. Which his are we talking about? And it was all through the last quarter of the book. It was like, oh man. I hate to ding a guy on an obvious find and replace error. Because God knows I've done them. But it's an old book. It's been around for a couple of years and hasn't been corrected. And there are multiple volumes in this series. So maybe you just didn't take time to go back and redo them. But on top of the plot holes and the plot problems and my inability to suspend belief that was sort of like, all right. Well, I finished the book. Wasn't a bad ending. He didn't cliffhanger it. But yeah, I did not go on to book two. I went straight to the McKittrick. I got yesterday? Was it yesterday? The day before? I forget now. One of those days was Double Points Day for Amazon. And you want to believe I cashed in on Double Point Day. I had all kinds of books. The next book in a series that I wanted to read. Some that I'm not really pleased with the pricing structure. I'm looking at Wandering In. The new version, the new edition, the new volume dropped for $9.99. However, the individual volumes are really long. I really can't. And I really want to see where the story goes. I really can't pass up $9.99 just because I got a hair across my ass about raising the price of the series volumes as you go along. I do need to get writing more. I do need to get writing more. The morning's reading was talk about consistency, and it was talk about meditation as a practice and doing it every day. And even when you're not feeling it, just doing it is practice. And my word of the year is practice. And I've already been thinking about, geez, maybe I should break open my old word sprint spreadsheet and see if I can still do 1,000 words an hour. And maybe I need to do a couple of hours a day again, even though that got me in trouble before. It also got me got me some books. It's how I wrote the first, those three Marva Collins books. It was 2,000 words a day. Oh, 2 hours a day, I guess. No, it was 2,000 words a day, which would be about 2 hours. Anyway, it got me thinking about it. It's like, yeah. You know, I had some good reasons for not leaping back in there, including everything. COVID, cancer, burnout, all at once. Although I didn't get COVID until much later.
Morning.
I think it's time I got back in the saddle. 10K a day. You know, as nice as that would be to have a novel done in 10 days. $2K a day would be in 50 days. Not quite 2 months. I could get behind that. But the problem with that is that I didn't stop fiddling about. Or some other F word. I need to redo a factory. Extend it. Expand it. And satisfactory. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. As usual, it's plastic and rubber, not where I need it. So figuring out how to get plastic and rubber along with all of the pieces I need to make computers and then supercomputers. And I've got a real long iron, steel mess that needs to be dealt with. So there's stuff to do. It's because I've been through the game now like 4 times, there's a lot less. Ooh, look at this. And much more. Okay, how did I solve this before? Can I do it better? So even in playing experimental with all the new bells and whistles, I really like the new vehicle mechanic. That might be the piece I was looking for, being able to take a truckload of plastics and drive it down the highway for a couple of kilometers without having to run a rail line that only runs like 2 minutes each way. So we'll see. Maybe it's time I find a new game. The problem with the new game is that I will spend all my time playing the new game and not the time that I really want to be spending writing. So many things I want to do, and I can only do one of them at a time. Thank you. warmed up. Of course, I'm out of the wind. There wasn't a lot of wind, but what there was cold. I'm out of the wind. What little there was seems to have died down, or I'm protected from it down here in the neighborhood. I'm walking in full sun, and I've worked up a little body heat here, so. It's not quite as chilly as it was. Oh, it's outside. Open house. A lot of grackles. The red-winged blackbirds have been in my backyard picking up the seed that got spilled. Probably where the big U-Haul truck is. Hell of a day to be an open house if you're moving, in the midst of moving. Got another spam offer. Gee, we would really like to talk to you about your stories. They're so good. Yeah, Pretending to be from one of the larger small presses, which is actually an imprint of Macmillan. It's like, we would really like to talk to you. Really? What would you like to talk to me about? I can't imagine you have anything I want to hear. I said it before, I'll say it again. They can't really afford me. Morning. Good morning to you, too. Old dog. They can't really afford me. Because their overhead is too high. And they reach a lot of people, which doesn't do me any good since they pay so little. Morning. That's what I heard. Mom and Dad, Grandma and Grandpa, a kid in a stroller. Lovely day. Yeah, I got woken up at like 3:45 this morning by the cat. But then spent 3 hours sitting around reading this morning, which is why I finished that book in a day. had breakfast before sunrise for a change instead of waiting until mid-morning. Still didn't get up for the walk until 10 o'clock, but I didn't really start the morning until 9. Too much time in Mastodon, too much time. Too much time relaxing. It's sort of like, why is that a thing? How can I be spending too much time relaxing? City's here with their trucks. I think they're cleaning out the storm drains. We got some sort of big suction thing going. Morning. He woke the household up this morning at 8, the rest of the household, at 8 when they pulled up in their heavy motors, noisy trucks, and started pumping, vacuuming, whatever it is that they're doing. Anyway, I made it. I'm here. Point where I say tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.